We're up to the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Yosher of Huna Baridu of Yeshua, Omar Krah. Now the Gemara said before that you can't take Truma from what's it called, from Chametz and Pesach, because of the Pasuk teaching Lo V'lo La'oro. And the Gemara says that's only talking where the didn't have a Shasa kosher, where it wasn't fit for Truma before it became Chametz or before Pesach. But if it wasn't fit for Truma Bechlau, before it became Chametz or before Pesach, it became Chametz B'mechubar. So there was no way you could have taken off Truma from this before it was Chametz, then that Pasuk applies. Yosher of Huna Breid of Yeshua, Omar Kro, Reishis, Shishiyoreha Mikorim Yisrael. Yotzazu, Shein Shiyoreha Mikorim. People says there's a different Pasuk that says that it's impossible to take off Truma from Chametz and Pesach. The reason is that when it says Reishis means the Truma should be the beginning, and what's left over should be Mutter. Or it should be different than what was before. You take off the Truma, now the Tevel becomes Mutter to a Jew. But Chametz and Pesach is going to be Asher anyway. It's going to remain with the same issue that we had before. Rashi, Amar Krah, Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua Amar, Afilu B'Shehich Mitzvetolish, Nomi Komer Deina Kedosha. From this pasuk, it doesn't have to be that it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. Even if it had a Shasa Kosher, still, you can't take off Truma from Chametz and Pesach. Amar Krah Reishis, Mashma Shetehei Hi Reishis, Ve'elu Shirayim Nikorim Shetehei Hi Matiras Mi'Yisrael. This should be the Reishis, that's Osir, that goes to the Kohen, and what's left over should be Mutter to a Jew. The Ibn Mafrish Truma Chametz, and if you take off Truma from Chametz, Ma Heter Yesh B'Shireha Shetehei Reishis and Osir Shirayim. There's no Heter of what's left over. It's Osir to eat. The Havu Mikorah Tevel, Havu Shari B'Hanah, V'Asurim B'Achila. And even according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that Chametz is Mutter B'Hanah, so I might think, according to him, there is Shiorei HaNikorim. Till now it was Osir B'Hanah, now it's Mutter B'Hanah. Not true. Because Tevel is Osir B'Achila, but it's Mutter B'Hanah. Hashtanam is Shiorei B'Hanah, B'Asurim B'Achila, Mishum Chametz. In my Havu Shirayim, where's the Shirayim over here? And even though Tevel is Osir B'Hanah Shol Kilui, you can't use up Tevel. You have to give it to the Kohen. So you can't have a Hanoah that would devour it, that would use it up. You can have Hanoah that doesn't destroy it. Right? You could sell it to a Goy, whatever. But you can't destroy it. And here, Chametz and Pesach, you could destroy it. You could use it as fuel. So then, it's according to Yosef Aglili Lechora, it's Shiorei HaNikorim. But this tells us Kasher. Says, no, the only Tevel that you're not allowed to destroy is Tevel that is where you can take Truma and give it to the Kohen. But this, since you can't give the Truma to the Kohen anyway, it's Chametz and Pesach. So the Mela, what's it called? It's Mutter Afilu. It's only Truma Tmeya that you're allowed to have Hanoah, but not Hanoah of Kili. But Truma, that's Asher, there you could destroy the Tevel also. So there's no difference between what the Tevel was and what it is now. Before you took off the Truma, it was Mutter B'Hanah, what's it called, because of Tevel. Now that you took off the Truma, it's still Mutter B'Hanah. So what's the difference? It's the same exact that it was in Rosh Hashanah. So you didn't do anything by taking off the Truma. According to the Rabbanan, that Chametz V'Pesach is Rosh Hashanah, for sure you didn't do anything. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. What were you matter by taking off the Truma? Nothing. So there's a Machlokas Achronim here. What does that mean? That means you can't take off Truma, but it still remains Tevel. Or no, since it, what's it called, you can't take off Truma, so in the Mela there's no bit of Tevel either. Tevel is only where you can take off Truma. Where you can't take off Truma, then there's no Tevel. The Shagasari holds the Maisach Tevel, just that you can't take Truma on. The Gvura Sari, the Maral, says that it's not Tevel at all. Tevel is only something you can take off Truma. You can't take off Truma, it's not Tevel. And the only Yontif says And both the Oni Yontif and the Pri Yitzchak both say that it's totally in the two timing, but they say the opposite. According to the first time, Lola Oro, so it's only a din in Truma, according to one of them. But Tevel it is. According to the time that you need Shioreha Nikorin, that's a din in the whole Hathrasha. That can't work. Therefore, it's not Tevel. And the other one learns just the opposite. But if you need Reishis, that's a din in Truma. But if it's Lola Oro, then there's no din of Tevel at all. In any case, it's a machlokas achronim here, whether the fact that you can't take off Truma from Chametz on Pesach, does that mean that the thing is not Tevel, or it just remains Tevel, there's nothing you can do about it? Okay. Let's go on. Now we're going to a new inyan back, to see, on something that we said before. The Gemara said before that L'maisa is a difference between Chametz on Pesach and what's it called? And Truma Tameya, because Truma Tameya you could give to a coin to burn. And Chametz on Pesach, according to the Rabban, is also banned but completely. Mara says, no, it's like Truma Tameya of Tushin and Rimonim that you can't do anything with it. You can't use it as fuel because it's not burnable. So the Nela, what's it called? And that is similar to Chametz on Pesach. And if you eat Truma Tameya, what's it called? You're also Bishoge. It's what's it called, Truma so Truma. So why shouldn't Chametz on Pesach also be? So then the Gemara says that what's it called, that's talking with Dinah Shasa Kosher. So what the Gemara had before, that Dinah, that's like, what's it called, you can't compare Chametz on Pesach to Truma Tameya, because Truma Tameya you could use, Chametz on Pesach is also completely. And then the Gemara said, but Truma Tameya also could be that you couldn't use it if it's too simon rimon, if it's something not burnable. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go back to that after a whole hakadama here, what seems to be nothing to do with our sugi. Yosef Ravacha bar Rav Avya kamed Rav Chista, the Yosef Omer mishmed Rav Yochanan. Ravacha bar Avya was sitting in front of Rav Chista, and he was saying over the following words from Rav Yochanan. Anovim shenitnu. If you have grapes that are tamei, okay, they're tamei, darkon pachas mikadeya, so you can squeeze out the wine less than a kadeya at a time. The yain and kosher and nesachin, and the yain that comes out will be tar, and it'll be kosher for nesachin. Alma kesover mashkin nifkei ktidi. He holds that the liquid inside the grape. Some hold this is only by grapes and olives. Doesn't apply to other liquids, other fruits. But at least by grapes and olives, the liquid inside is mifkad pocket. It's not considered part of the food. It's not an ochel. It's considered a liquid. It's considered a mashka, but doesn't have a shame mashka because it's inside. It's trapped inside the food. So it doesn't get a shame mashka on it until it comes out. But it's not, doesn't have a shame ochel when it's inside. It's potential mashka, but it's not ochel. Okay. Le'emus komitami, so it's not makabal tumah. It's not makabal tumah as part of the ochel, and it's not makabal tumah as a mashka. It's neither a mashka or an ochel. It's not part of the grape either. So when can it be makabal tumah? When you squeeze it out. As soon as you squeeze it out, it becomes a mashka. Right? The chisachik lehu less a shure. When you squeeze it out, though, it's less than a kadeya. So now that we'll see, Rashi brings down two different shitas. One shita is that a mashka less than a kadeya can't be makabal tuma. The second shita is it could be makabal tuma, but it's not matame anything else. Okay. So the Gemara says, ihachi kadeya nami. You could even squeeze out from a kadeya of what's it called, of grapes. Exactly a kadeya. Why? The hushman, okay, well, let's go see the Rashi to him. Pachos mi kadeya, ochel tamei, ein matamei acheri. Right? And ochel tamei is not matamei, what's it called, other, pachos mi kadeya is not matamei other things. Okay? Maybe matamei tum itself, but it surely is not matame anything else. So So therefore, if you squeeze less than a kebeah of the grapes, when the mashker comes out, it's not going to be mekabel tuma from the grape, because the grapes are less than a kebeah. They can't be matame anything else. V'yein and kashrul nechassin, deino matame. It's not tame. Kesavar mashkin mitzket kidei, mufgadim heim besol chazak. They are like entrapped, right, inside the grape. They're not part of the grape. The liquid part of the grape is not considered part of the grape. Only the meat of the grape is considered alcohol. Elakamoshimosim the kli. It's like you have a liquid inside a kli. The liquid inside the grape is like a liquid trapped in a kli. Ukshinitma hazog lo nitma mashke. Klar, the klar zog to masokli. The lavokal, the chavose chashiv, bachashiv ibadayim. And when the grape became tameh, the liquid that's trapped inside didn't become tameh. Because only the food became tummy. The liquid is not part of the food, even though it's still trapped in the grape. The tumas mashkin nami lo mitmo. So let him become tummy as mashkin. No. Afapisha mashkin makabal tuma b'choshehu. Even though mashkin is makabal tuma, even less than a kazayas, less than a kadeo, Rashi says. The lo hayashay mashkin lo meola. It never had a shay mashkin. Right? It's not an ochel. But it's not a mashke yet because it never came out into the world. The end shiruv chavei rovimo. The hazog ze lo nagu the mashke. So the chavei right? So the maisha, and it's not a mashke, and it's not an ochel. And if the ochel became tameh, the mashke inside didn't become tameh as part of the ochel, and it didn't become tameh as part, as a mashke. Right? And it can't be mekabel tuma from the grape itself is less than a kebeah, every little grape. And the elamai, the mitzarif, all the grapes together, to be metameit, that can't be either, because they're all separate. They're not metame each other. Le'emash mitamo and javir. Okay. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, why should you have to squeeze less than a kebeah? Even if you squeeze a kebeah exactly, it will be okay. Wow, so, disnan, dosnan. Tomei Meis, Shisoch Adzeisim V'Anovim, if you have a Tomei Meis, or any other tumor that's not the Tomei Behesed. Hesed is where you don't touch the thing, but you carry it, you move it. It still becomes Tomei. That wouldn't apply. Here it has to be talking to something that you have to touch to make it Tomei. Just move it, it doesn't make it Tomei. A Tomei Meis, Tomei Sheretz, right? But not something like a Zav or a Zava that's Matomei Behesed. So tamei neis shesoch adzeisim v'anovin kebeya mechuvenes tohorim. A tamei neis squeezed out grapes without touching them. He did it with a kli eitz, posh pshute kli eitz, they're not mekabel tuma. So he wasn't metamei the kli, and the kli wasn't metamei the, what's it called, the zeisim v'anovin, okay? And so he was sochet zeisim v'anovin that are exactly a kebeya. Right, tahorim. Then the wine that comes out is tahorim. Rashi. Lehemash mitamu mashkin lechisokitu. This is going back on what we said before. When will the mashkin become tamei? When you squeeze it. The hanishchotim nogim lechol azogim yachad. Then what's going to happen is that the ones that are squeezed are going to touch all the grapes together. And all of them are mitzarif to a kadeh. But here, there is no shiur. You're not squeezing a kebeah of grapes together. You only have less than a kebeah. So what's it going to touch? Less than a kebeah of tamei grapes. It's not going to become tamei. Because less than a kebeah is not matamei. The aim is zogging kebeah. Li tein tuma. The apocalypse mi kebeah dora. We're talking that you're squeezing out clumps of grapes that are less than a kebeah at a time. Mara says, if that's the case, you could do a kadeya. The kadeya nomi. Toki notik mashke minayu chosre le shure. Because it was only a kadeya together with the mashke inside. Right? If you take out the mashke, you're left with less than a kadeya. So when the mashke comes out and is fit to become tame, what's left is not a kadeya that's tame that could be matame. So why does it say you have to squeeze out less than a kadeya even if you squeeze out a cluster of grapes that's exactly a kadeya, also will be okay. Ochel u'mashkar mekabel tuma b'chosein. Now Rashi says, ochel u'mashkar mekabel tuma, even if they're not a kadeya. In order to be mekabel tuma, you don't need any shir. A small amount is mekabel tuma. But it's not mitzame other things unless the mashke is a revius or the ochel is a kabei. The hachi tanya b'toras koanim mikol ha'ochel malamet shemitame b'chol shu. Mikol ha'ochel. It becomes tame even a kol shu. Yochel yitame l'achirim b'chol shu. This is what it says in the Toras Koanim. Nisapro. I might think it's mitame others. Even the kol shehu, on the nomer asher ye ochel, ochel haneach uvevasachas v'ainu kebeya. Kedamrim perik yom ha-kipurim, ein beis habriya machzek es yosher mi beis ha-stanigolas. Ochel asher ye ochel means food, the most food you could eat at one time. In other words, you could swallow at one time, that's a kebeya. The throat can't put down more than a kebeya at a time, but up to a kebeya, yes. So food that could be eaten at one time is a kadeya, and that's the amount you need from a tummy other things. Then Rashi says, "Ani shamati da'afa kabel tuma boy kadeya," that it's not even a kabel tuma. I mean, haTorah less than a kadeya. But the rabbanon could be yes. Tosus, that's Tosus shita, that there's no tuma by ochlin or mashkin if it's less than a kadeya or less than a revius min haTorah, and that which it says in the Torah's Kohanim. That any ochel's makabel tuma is only drabonim. It's an asmachta. So that's the two shittas in Rishonim. Rashi himself here says one way, he says I heard the other way, in other places he holds the other way. Rashi himself, et charata. But in any case, Rashi here says that in order to makabel tuma, you don't need a shear. To be matami others, you need a shear. Pitch and warar gemara no matter what. Because the grapes have to be matame this mashke. And the grapes are in a kadeya. Right? It doesn't make a difference what the mashke is. Right? But, because there's not enough to be matame the mashke. Okay. Tome meisha soka zesin vanovin kadeya mechuven estor. So when it says that's the case, you don't have to squeeze less than a kadeya of grapes to keep the mashke tar. You could even squeeze exactly a kadeya, and the mashke will still be tar, like this case. A tamei mace, squeeze an exact kadeya of zesim and anodim, the mashke remains tar. Why? Because the mashke milskum mesechus tarus, who will vouch for yiga the mashke, with one condition, that the tamei mace doesn't touch the mashke after it comes out. Because if he touches the mashke after it comes out, it becomes tamei. Right? Because even though, this according to the Shita, that it'll become tame, what's it called, even less than a shir, or at least will be tame mit rabban. You're going to darken the pshute kliyei, shema tamin, talking where you squeeze the grapes, using a wooden implements that don't have a toch, which are not makabel tuma, she'en ka matame mashke, ela hazogin shenagabayim. So what could be matame the mashke? Not your hands, because you're not touching it. Not the kli that you're using, because it's not makabel tuma. What's going to happen? The liquid will touch the grapes, and the grapes are tummy, right? But if the grapes are less than a kadeya, then they won't be matami. And since you started out with exactly a kadeya, when you take out the liquid, what's left is not a kadeya. So there's nothing that's going to be matami, this mashka. The grapes can't do it, because right now they're less than a kadeya. Even though you started out being a kadeya together with the mashka inside. Your hands aren't matami because you're not touching the liquid. The kli that you're using is not matame because it's pshute kliyet. So the liquid remains tar. Ela hazogin shlogamen tzahat tame kodem lechem b'yadayim. Shulo nisar ela mishiyet se mashke. What is tame? The grapes. Because the tame mace touched the grapes before he started to squeeze them. Shamashke nogim bezagim kvar choser shir kebeya. When the mashke touches the grapes are no longer a kadeya. Because they started out a kadeya exactly. You take the mashkim out, they're not a kadeya anymore. The yosem kadeya called the huktani hasem behed yatami. Shekivin shiyotz atipa rishona, nikmes atipa b'kadeya, shadayin hoya b'ochol kadeya. But if you have even a little bit more than a kadeya of grapes, then the first drop of liquid that comes out is going to be tummy, because there's still a conveyor of grapes, right? And even though the, what's it called, the, what's inside is not considered ochel, but it's mitzaref at least, right, to make the shear. Considered a shear. Just like we have other cases where you have, like Rashi in a second. The apple got the ain't mask on nivla ba'ochel makabal tuma, imo, even though the mask inside is not makabal tuma, so why is it mask on the shear of a kadeya to be matami? Mashvin hu ashiru. That's a special halach. Even though it's not part of the grape, but as long as it's in the grape, it's mashed from the shear to be matami others. The chavosat nam hasim tuba. Over there in Menachos, we have a lot of cases like that. With a Menachos nami, and in Chulin. Maishiva bigmara. Kadeya Oakland. Shinichu bechama. Case like this. You have a kadeya of Oakland that you put in the sun and it dried out. Vinishmatu tahorim. They're not a kadeya anymore. Right? Even though what dried out is a liquid inside, it's right now there's not left a kadeya. V'chein kazayas chelev u'pigol v'nosa. Same thing, you had a kazayas. You let it dry out in the sun, started out a kadeya, now that it's dried out, it's not a kazayas anymore. Chozer v'nichem b'kshamim. What if you put them back in the rain and it reconstituted it? Now the water was absorbed into the chalet, or into the bread that dried out, or whatever. Now it's a kadeya. But it's a kadeya only because there's water inside. It's not ochel. Right? It's ochel plus water inside. Upetopchu, and it got bigger, tmeyim. Then they're tamei. The chayovim alei mishum pigul nosu v'chalet. And if you eat them, you're chayiv as if you ate a kadeya, or a kazayis. The apagab v'ksham ha'mitloim v'sochel lab chalet nidu l'maisa. You know that it's only a kazayas because there's rainwater inside. It's not chalev. The chalev wasn't a kazayas. Now it's the volume of the kazayas because of the rainwater inside. The socket will be shushing me now. Kazayas potter. If you'd squeeze out the rainwater and drink it, you wouldn't be chayav for eating chalev. You're drinking water. Still, afilu hachi kokama debikavor ninu mishami l'shiuri. As long as they're inside the kazayas, they're master mashir. Because then they're buckled to what's inside. And they become just like chalev. The tamei mei stavka nokar. So that answers that question. Why, if when you squeeze out the liquid, it's not a kadeya, why was it considered a kadeya when the liquid's inside? The liquid's not part of the solid. Doesn't have to be. As long as it's inside, special halach, it's mash from the shear. It's not the kabbal tumah with it, because it's not an ochel. But it's mash from the shear of the ochel. The tamei meis tavkinaka. Why did it say tamei meis? Why don't you say somebody was tamei? She'enu matamei behesed. Because it has to be a tamei who's not matamei if he moves the things even without touching them. But who have been l'tamei sheretz, l'chol tumas maga. Any tumah which only is matamei if you touch, the same halach would be. Tamei meis is an example of those kinds of tumor. But if it will be a zav or a zava or a matamei behesed, this wouldn't work out. The reish of the kulu nakat. Av a zav she matamei behesed she sochad afilu gargi yechidi t'nan hosin the matamei afilu pshute kliyeit. Even if he's using a piece of wood, he's not touching the grapes, but as soon as he moves them, when he what's it called, squeezes it, the first drop that comes out is tamei, because he's moved the water, the liquid, and moving the liquid is matamei. The kibun the yotze tipa rishona the nikbal ha'etz the igbio. What happened is the wood now moved it nik mumashim shalo ha'etz b'masim. So the mumashim on top of the wood become tamei because he's carrying them, even though he didn't touch them. The mashim makabel tuma b'kol shu. Like we said, and the mashk is makabal tumah, even if it's not a shir. At least in the rabbanim. Kishchaz of the nasna l'tocho nisarik tomei b'tor v'kol tomei. And then when you put that mashk in with the rest, it's matamei everything. So that first drop becomes tomei. Gemara says, so therefore, so we have the question, why do you have to squeeze the grapes? Less than a kadeya, do even exactly a kadeya. Gemara says, Hashem, the Eved. There it says if you did it, it remains tar. But not that you're allowed to do that to begin with. Racha lechatchila. Over here we're talking about what you're allowed to do lechatchila. Zera domashim amevad yoshim mekabeya. So there, less than a kabeya is okay, even lechatchila. But exactly a kabeya is too close to being more than a kabeya, and we're afraid if we let you do exactly a kabeya, you'll end up doing less than a kabeya, not more than a kabeya. Hashem the Avikama Rashi Shesacha, you did it, and remains tall. Avohacha b'bol limlech ma'yase. Here we're talking about what you're allowed to do lechatchila. Guy comes to ask b'shaila, can I be dorech these grapes in a way that they won't become tamei? We don't tell him you could be dorech up till a kadeya. We tell him do less than a kadeya. Neimalei drok pachas mekadeya. Ava kadeya lo. We tell them exactly a kabeya or more, don't do. Dilma Asilamevid Yoshim Kabeya Koshu. Because we let him do an exact kabeya, the chances are that he'll end up doing a little bit more than a kabeya. And when the first drop comes out, there'll be left a kabeya in the grapes. And there'll be metame, the what's it called, the first drop. The nitmish atipa, the kozeris, the masarevis, the maske. That teep will become tame, get mixed up with all the rest, and the whole thing will be considered tame. Amalei Rav Chista, man shayishlach, with Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha, who's going to listen to you that what you said is right? The chituma shebohen lehechen holcha, where did the tuma go that the mashker was makabel tuma inside the grape? Well, see, they hold differently. Till now, we've been holding Rabbi Yochanan holds Miskatide. The mashke in the grape wasn't makabel tuma. It's not a mashke yet. It's not an ochel. Not makabel tuma until it comes out. Now Rav Chisda says not true. The mashke in the grape is part of the grape, and it was makabel tuma as ochel. Now that it came out and became mashke, how could the tuma go away? It transfers to the mashke automatically. It's either because it, like it touched itself, or the tuma remains. Alma Kasobar Mashkin Nivlibli. He holds differently. He holds as long as the mask is in the grape, it's absorbed into the solid and is considered part of the solid. So it's Makabal Tuma, when you matami the grape, you matami the liquid part of the grape too. The Kivin de Itmule, Uchla, Itmule Mashkin. And since the Ochel became Tome, the Mashkin inside also became Tome. And when you squeeze it out, it doesn't become tar. It remains tummy. Omar Leva, Akla, Tisbra, the Mashkin Mithkat Tide? You don't hold that Mashkin are Mithkat Tide, and they're not Makapal Tuma inside the grape. Right? How could you not hold that? For Hashman is a Mishnah that says that. Tame Neis, Shesachat Zeisim, Ve'anovim, Mechuvenes Kadeya. If you had a Tame Neis, and he squeezed out grapes and olives, exactly a Kadeya. Tahorim, the mask is tar. I amris b'shlama mifkat kidei b'shum hachi tahorim, like we explained before. Because as soon as you squeeze out the first drop, there's not a kideya of ochel to be matame. And the mask wasn't tame inside, and it's not matame outside either. But that only works out if the mask didn't become tame with the grapes. But if it already became tame with the grapes, it has to remain tame. You see from this Mishnah, not like you, that when it was inside, it didn't become tummy. So it's not mivla blie, it's mithkat pocket. Elei amrish mivla blie, am I tahorim? If it's like you, that the mashka inside the grape is considered absorbed into the grape and part of the ochel, then where'd the tumah go to? How could it be tahorim? Amrilei, no, this Mishnah is talking about a different case. Harcha b'mayaskin and banavim shlo hukshiru. It's talking where the Anadim never had a Hechsher. And I agree with you that it's not Machsher, what's it called, less than a Kadeya. Oh, that doesn't, I agree. What's it called there, everybody holds that even if Mashkim or Makabal Tuma, less than a Kadeya, even in a Torah, they're not Machsher anything less than a Kadeya. You need a Kadeya to be Mukhsher. Okay, and therefore, la'emas miskashri, la'chisachit lo. So you need a kebaya, you don't need a kebaya of, you don't need a mervias of mashke to be mashke. But you need that it goes on to a kebaya of ochel, otherwise not mashke. If you have less than a kebaya of ochel that never was mukshir, and water got on it, or one of the other mashkim, it's not mashke. It doesn't have a kabbal tumah. It has to be a kebaya, and then it's makabal hechsher, and then it could become tummy. Okay? So even, let's say it was makabal hechsher with a kebaya, then you divided it up, now it could, what's it called, become tummy, even less than a kebaya, if you hold that it's makabal tumah less than a kebaya. But it couldn't have become mukshar the tumah with less than a kebaya, to begin with. So therefore, what happened is like this. We have anavim that if you touch them, they wouldn't become tummy, because they never had liquid go on them from the outside. And now, you, what's it called, squeezed out some of the grape juice, and the grape juice went on the anavim. But they're not machshir. Because once you have that first drop out, since you started with exactly a kebaya, what's left in the anavim is not a kebaya. So that drop is not machshir, the anavim. They then become tamei. If the anavim don't become tamei, then the liquid can't become tamei either. Either because it's not mekabel tuma less than a kebaya, the liquid, or because the anavim are not mitamei. One of the two. Okay. Kisachet lo batzelu shiura. Okay. Dilo tema hachi. If you don't hold like that, that the problem over here is not that that the mashke was tamei to begin with, right? And it still becomes tar because it's not tummy inside. If you don't learn like me that the mashka wasn't tummy inside because the grapes weren't tummy. They weren't mukshir. And the reason it remains tar because not mukshir the grapes afterwards. Ilo temahachi, hodetanya, lamazedome. If you don't hold like me, then what does the brisa mean when it says, what is this case compared to? The trumas tusin, the anovin, shinitma, this is what we said before. We said chametz on Pesach is not like truma tameya that you can use for fuel. It's like truma tameya of things that can't be used for fuel, like grapes and olives. Can't use them for fuel; they're wet. Right? Gemara says, "Koheter achila namispe." Why, lechora, grapes and olives. You could, what's it called, even eat. It's not truma tameya. Why is that, what's it called, considered truma tameya, and it has no heter at all? You can't use it for fuel. You surely can't eat it. It's truma tameya. No, I'll tell you how you can eat it. Take less than a kebaya of these tame olives and grapes. Squeeze them. And the liquid that will come out, according to you, is tar. Even though the olives and the grapes were tummy to begin with. And now you'll be able to drink the juice. And you'll be able to eat the oil. Because it never became tummy. Elamai, it must be that even if you squeeze it less than a kebaya, it's going to become tummy. Because it was tummy, the liquid was tummy when it was inside. And the tumor doesn't go away when it comes outside. So this is truma tumeya, whether it's in its solid state or liquid state. So it's clear that if there was no way of squeezing it, that the liquid should be tar. If it already was tame to begin with. And we're talking about truma tameya, where it was tame to begin with. Why did boy darach lu pachas pachas mekabeya? According to you, you have an eitzah how to make this truma edible. Squeeze out the liquid, and according to you, if you do it with less than a kebaya, it'll be tar. Elamai, that's impossible. It's like me. That if it was tame, the grapes were tame, there's no way of making that liquid tar. It has to be talking where the grapes weren't tame. Then if you squeeze out less than a kebaya, they're not going to become tame because there's no hechsher. But not because they weren't tame when they were inside, even if the grapes were tame. My Rava says, no, that's not true. Zera domasi behuli deita kola. Now, in a chinami. You could do that, but we don't allow you to do that. Right? The chatchila, also you can't do it, because we're afraid that you'll end up coming the day takola. Rashi. Tumah shebohen, shekiblu tchilim ha'ochel kishenit mu'anovim. So Rav Chisda said, what are you talking about? Mashkim that are inside a grape are tame when the grape becomes tame, because they're absorbed in the grape. And then when you squeeze it out, it remains tame. Mashkim b'liyeh ba'ochel heim b'luim mikoldet onosom. The chibur heim lo v'nit mu'imo. The water is considered, the liquid is considered absorbed into the solid and part of the solid. And when the solid is makabel tumah, so is the liquid. Amai tahorim harim nitmu anovim b'magat tamei meis. Apapishu anog b'mashka nitmu. B'chora, according to you, why will it help to squeeze the juice out less than the kabeya? It was tamei to begin with. And you see that squeezing it out less than the kabeya helped. It remains tar. Where it says, "Ki shakatu lesser shiuret, shnogeh ba'ochel hanogu, v'docheu el tachas hamadoch, ein bohem shir kedei v'kabel tuma, v'hu zar meligah v'mashkin, kedei tani behedya, u'vilvad shelo yigah v'mokam ha'mashkin." Right? So l'chora, it has to be like me, that it wasn't makabel tuma inside the grape, and now it can't be makabel tuma, because you didn't touch it, and it touched the grapes, it's less than a kabeya. The mashkin bleed itmu el nifka kide ve'ematam b'negiyah tuma ochel. So Rav Chisda answered, no, it's talking over there where the grapes were never tumah because they didn't have a hechsher. Now that you squeeze out the liquid, it can't be machshir the grapes because it's less than a kabeya. So nothing was ever tumah to begin with, and you never touched the mashka. You did it with shutei kriyeh, so everything remains tar. Now Rav Chisda said, if you don't hold like me, that the mashka becomes tamed inside, but like you, that it's mifkad paki, and when the ochel becomes tamed, the mashka doesn't become tamed, then why did the Gemara say before that if you have anodim tmei, truma tmei of anodim, there's nothing you can do with it? You can't burn it because it's liquid. You can't eat it because it's tamed. So what, you can't do anything with it? Why not? I'll tell you what you can do with it. You could take clumps less than a kabeya, squeeze out the liquid, and you could drink the liquid. So this truma is able to be eaten. Elamai, that won't help. Can't do it since it was tummy to begin with. There's no way to make the mashka inside tar again. It was tummy, it remains tummy. Hadatanyula el, the truma's tusim vanovim. The mashma shenitmu tusim vanovim called them tricha. They became tummy before you squeezed them. The Ketani Ein Lo Boheter Achila, and it says there's nothing to do with it. You can't eat it, you can't burn it. But you could eat it. According to you, squeeze it out less than a kabeya. Boheter Achila Nami Yispa. The boy Dorich La Pachas Pachas Mekabeya. And he says, no, theoretically you could do it, but we don't allow you to do such a thing. It's awesome of the Rabbanan to do that. We date that call up, Shu Dorichon, Shema Yochamehen. We're afraid that if we let you squeeze out the liquid and eat that, you'll come to eat the grapes. And that already is awesome, because the grapes are tamei. And achinami, the liquid's tar, and the liquid will remain tar. But we're afraid if we let you squeeze it, while you're squeezing it, you'll come to eat some of the meat. And that's taco asher, truma tamei. So we don't let you squeeze out the liquid or eat that. The melech, Midrabanan has no hector, so it's asher, so it's what's it called, there's nothing to pay the kohen back. Rashi. Omer le'abaya, umi chashinu le'takola, are we choshish for such a thing? If something, the liquid will be mutter, and the salad is asher, do we asher the liquid because we're afraid you'll eat the salad? Where do we find such a thing? For Atanya, madlikim v'pas, u'v'shemen shal truma shenitmes. You're allowed to use bread to burn, and you're allowed to use shemen of truma that was tamei to burn. L'chor, we're not, what's it called, choshes for takola, that you come to eat it. So why over here are we choshes that you come to eat the salad while you're squeezing it, when therefore we don't allow you to do it? Why not? We see that we're not choshes. You can use truma tamei in a way that you don't eat it, and we're not afraid that you'll come to eat it. On the way, pas zorik lebeino eitzim. No, it's talking where you threw it in such a way it's not edible anymore. You threw it into the dirty wood, the pas. It's not edible. So then we're not afraid you're going to eat it because it's not edible. Shemin shotruma romale the klimos. And the shaman you put into a disgusting clay, and it made it not edible. But over here, when you squeeze the grapes are still edible. So I'm afraid while you're squeezing them, you'll come to eat them. Then we usher you from doing it. Moses Gufa, Madlikim Bapasa, the shaman shall truma shenitnes. You're allowed to use bread or shaman of truma that became tame as fuel. Abaya Omer Mishmi de Chizkia, Rabba Omer Devei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marta, Omer Afuna, Loshanu El Apas. It's only bread which can become disgusting, and then we're not afraid you're going to eat it. Avachiti lo, Shem Yobu, when we take that color. But in a chinami, you can't use grain of truma tamea to use as fuel, because that doesn't get disgusting. Wash them off. And we're afraid you'll come to eat them. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afilu Chiti. And Rabbi Yochanan says that you could even use grain. Mar says, "Amai, name is name, nechu still ma'asu ben l'tekakola." Right? Let's be afraid that you're going to come to eat them because they don't become disgusting. Ravashi bishlikso mehisasa. It's talking that what's it called that after they became tamei, Rashi says, "Lacha shenitmu sholkan." You cook them. "Lacha tachzerkum adina eitzaveni masas." Once they're cooked. And you throw them in a place that they become disgusting, they're not edible anymore. And Rav Huna chayish du ma'akir lehu mikmeg l'shakinu or b'shosh shoka. And Rav Huna said, no, we're afraid that before you cook them, or while you're cooking them, they come to eat them. And Rav Yochanan said, no, that much we're not afraid. For that small amount of time that you're cooking it till you throw it and make it meish, we're not afraid. Rashi. Madlik of a pasul shemen, for avade bechad shait the lo madlik shemen kula elvis mamaruba, using it over a long amount of time. Why aren't we afraid that you're going to come to eat it? The lo chayshin and dimoachmine el a pas to chizorik lemanisa. Pas is talking you threw it amongst dirty wood and it got disgusting. The sulo also then won't be eaten. It's not edible. Avachite namizorik lo lemanisa. But the grain, even if you throw it amongst nearest of things, you could wash it off and eat it. So what it says, if it's intact, you can't do it. If you cook it and then throw it in a nearest place, then Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's okay, because we're not afraid you'll come to eat it while you're cooking it. And then you throw it all off. And the other ones hold no, that we're afraid that till you cook it and throw it in a nearest place, you'll come to eat it.